The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You're not a galactic inspector, are you?
I may not be quite what I appear to be, but then, neither is anything or anyone aboard this ship. So I ask you again, why did you take the Canary into that asteroid belt?
You ask too many questions, Doctor, and it needs to stop.
Why? Am I getting too close to something you'd like to keep secret? Is that it, Captain?
I don't have to answer your questions, and furthermore, I don't intend to. In fact, I'm going to put an end to your line of inquiry right now.
There's no need for violence, Captain 8. We're both reasonable men. We can talk this over.
I'm done talking to you, Doctor. This ends here and now with your death.
Doctor Who, Murder on the Solar Express, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 3.
Away before you make the biggest mistake of your career.
Felicity, it's too late. I've already made the biggest mistake of my career, and you know it.
Hush now, Nate. Please, give me the gun.
Thank you, Dr. Hart. It seems I owe you my life. Now, perhaps you two can answer some questions for me.
No, Felicity, don't tell him anything.
Quiet now, Captain. I think you should go to your quarters and try to get some rest. You're overtired, love. Let me handle this.
But...
No, it's all right, Nate. Just go and have a lie down. Everything will be all right now. Let me handle everything.
Are you sure?
Yes. Now, please, go to your quarters. I'll check in on you later.
All right, Felicity, as you say.
I'm sorry about that, Doctor. Believe it or not, Nate is a good man. He's just been through a lot in recent years.
I'm sure he has. And I can see he's under considerable strain. But I still have some questions for him. Questions I need answering.
I know. I understand. Perhaps I can answer all your questions. If you'll come with me back to my office, I'll do my best to set your mind at ease. I'm sure First Officer Clark here could manage piloting the ship while the captain rests.
Of course, Dr. Hart. I have the helm.
Thank you, Clark. Follow me, Doctor.
Right behind you.
Just making my rounds. Does anyone need anything here? I am happy to be of service.
We don't need anything, K2. Just go about your business. Come, Doctor, we have a lot to discuss in my office.
Oh, indeed we do. Take care, K2.
Thank you, Doctor. Take care as well.
So, learn anything, you two?
More unanswered questions.
Yeah, this ship is so weird.
Yeah, you can say that again.
We need to find the Doctor. I have a feeling he may be in trouble.
What makes you say that?
Because wherever we go, he always finds trouble. Inevitably. 100% of the time, no matter the personality.
But how are we going to find him?
I have an idea. Hey, K2, come here a minute.
What are you doing?
This is K2, he's a service robot. If anyone aboard this tub knows anything about everything, it's K2 here.
Hello, Max. How may I be of service?
K2, meet Mina and Jen, friends of mine.
Greetings, friends.
Look, pal, we need your help.
Always happy to be of service, Max.
Excellent. Now, these two ladies are looking for a friend of theirs, a bloke known as the Doctor. Any idea where he can be found?
I believe you will find the Doctor in Dr. Hart's office.
How the devil does he know that?
Told you, didn't I? If anybody aboard this ship knows anything, it's old K2 here.
Awesome! And curious. K2, how do you know where the Doctor is?
Because I just saw him with Dr. Hart heading for her office. I met them on the bridge, and Dr. Hart happened to mention where they were heading. It was curious, as I could swear I saw a weapon in Dr. Hart's hand. I wonder why she would carry an energy weapon on her person.
Energy weapon?
Oh, and she was taking the Doctor to her office?
Indeed. She seemed under rather a lot of stress, if you ask me.
Sounds like the Doctor has found that trouble you were referring to, Mina.
Yeah, and we need to find him right away. Max, do you know where Dr. Hart's office is?
Of course I do. I can take you right to it. I need a break anyway, let's go.
May I be of further service, Max?
Nah, I don't think that...
Do you have any defense capabilities, K2?
I was not actually designed for combat, but I do have various tools within my structure. One happens to be a sonic lance. Perhaps that could be used as a weapon in an emergency situation.
Perfect. Come with us.
Now, I wonder where that lot are off to.
Data is uncertain, but Data feels that perhaps they should follow them just to be on the safe side.
I agree. After you, Deet.
Well, here we are, Dr. Hart. Your office. Now, maybe you'll explain everything to me.
And if I do, my world collapses around me. After all, you're a galactic inspector.
But what is the alternative? Kill me? Which would solve nothing. You'd still end up in a world of hurt. So, any way you slice it, whatever it is you're a part of ends here and now. Your world doesn't necessarily have to collapse around you, as you put it. You can come clean and save yourself.
You assume I'm dirty to begin with, Doctor.
Not necessarily dirty, but you do have a bit of dust on your shoulders, don't you? And we can play this game all day, speaking in metaphors. Now, you want to confess something to me, don't you? I can see it written all over your face. Things have gotten out of hand. Isn't that right? Have you bitten off more than you can chew? Still not sure if you should tell me everything. Felicity, let me help you.
There you go again. Being familiar with me. I don't know you. You don't know me. Why should I tell you anything? Why should I trust you?
I may not know you, but I know that look on your face. You're involved with something that has become too big for you. Admit it. And you can trust me, because I only want to help you. Has anyone else offered to help you lately?
No. In fact, things seem to get more and more complicated. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe all this has become too big for me to handle, but I still don't know why I should tell you all my little secrets. As I said, I don't know you. We've never met before, so I've no real reason to trust you at all, Doctor.
That may be true, but I sincerely do want to help you. And maybe you don't have to tell me all your little secrets, but why not tell me how it all started? How did you get into whatever mess you've gotten yourself into? Oh, come on, Felicity. Haven't enough people died already for whatever secrets you're keeping? Hasn't this situation gotten far enough out of hand? Talk to me. Maybe I can help you after all. Or at least someone you love.
All right. All right. I'll tell you everything. It started during the last Galactic War.
I see. Is that how you met Captain Nate?
You have great insight, Doctor. Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. You see, we served together aboard the battlecruiser Infinity. He was my commanding officer, but he became my friend.
He became more than that, didn't he?
Is it that obvious?
Not to just anyone, but I do know the look, and you do seem to look out for him.
He's a very sensitive man, but he once looked out for me when I needed him the most. You see, the war took everything from me. From us both. Nate and I both lost our families in the war. Our homes, our spouses, children. Everything, all gone. And all we had left was each other.
I see. And so you formed a pact.
Exactly that. We decided if the world was going to take everything from us, we'd take just a little bit for ourselves.
And what did you take, Felicity?
Oh, it started out small. It started out so noble. Take from those with plenty, give to those with little.
Like modern-day Robin Hoods, the pair of you. But it didn't stop there, did it?
No. I saw an opportunity for more. I started to think bigger. Yes, Doctor, it was me, not Nate. I was the one with real ambition. The more we took, the more I wanted. So we started this whole smuggling operation. But we weren't the only ones. We came in contact with this crime syndicate called the Batter Group. They found out what we were doing, and apparently we were doing it on the back doorstep. So they offered us a deal. We could keep on living, keep on smuggling, but we would have to work for them. Was that or oblivion? So we chose to make a deal with the devil.
I see. Which led to the tragic loss of a cruise ship called the Canary. Correct?
Correct. We'd worked out that we could smuggle more and be less conspicuous if we did it undercover as employees of Crystal Star Space Liners. They needed officers to command their luxury liners as well as medical staff. So it was easy to obtain employment for both Nate and me. He was a former military space captain and I a field medic. So we were perfectly qualified and eligible. They hired us in a heartbeat.
And your cover was made.
Yes. Then it was a matter of finding a few loyal hands to help us with the actual smuggling. That part was oh so easy. We found a few employees of Crystal Star who had signed on to the Canary, like Powell, Lango, and a couple of others, and they were happy to make some extra cash. Well, except for Powell. He was always a bit nervous, you see. But I managed to keep him relatively calm and sane.
But then it all went wrong, didn't it?
Yes, Doctor. As you say, it all went wrong. It had to do with the drop-off point. We were to deliver the goods.
May I interrupt you for a moment and ask what kind of goods you smuggled?
Oh, of course. It started out just being precious metals, jewels, and the like. Then it turned to stolen medical supplies, and even sometimes arms. On that particular run, about the fifth we'd made on the Canary, things got sticky.
Sticky? How so?
The drop-off point was to be just inside the Cronkite asteroid belt. There was some risk involved, but we had no idea how much.
I can imagine. But how are you going to justify taking a luxury cruise liner, like the Canary, into such a dangerous zone in the first place?
That was Nate's idea. He faked a system failure, which supposedly dragged the ship off course. Once we'd made the drop-off, we'd repair the ship, and Captain Nate could look like a hero again.
Only it didn't go as planned, did it?
No. A rogue asteroid struck the ship. We barely had time to get 5 passengers into the escape pods, plus 6 of our own. We lost the Canary, and all the loot, before we could even unload the smuggled cargo.
That couldn't have put you in good standing with either the Battery Group or Crystal Star, eh?
Not at all. Crystal Star nearly fired us, and Batter were tempted to kill us for the loss of the goods. We were lucky and managed to talk our way out of trouble in both cases. Crystal Star decided to give us another chance and assigned us here on board the Solar Express, which really wasn't too hard as they are pretty hard up finding good crews to staff their ships.
And Battery?
They agreed to give us another chance, as long as the next haul was a big one.
There was mention of another surviving crew member in the incident report, a Chief Travis Grant, I believe. What became of him?
Oh, that. A sad circumstance. After nearly getting killed aboard the Canary, he threatened to reveal all he knew to the authorities about our smuggling operation. Nate told me he paid him off. He was never heard from after that.
And you just bought into Captain Nate's story?
Are you implying that Nate did something besides pay Grant off?
Not implying, just wondering. According to reports, Chief Travis Grant disappeared mysteriously after the Canary incident.
No, Nate wouldn't. I'm sure Grant took the money and ran. Nothing more to it than that, Doctor.
Yeah, perhaps. So anyway, what are you carrying in the cargo hold of this ship that's so valuable?
I really shouldn't be telling you all this, Doctor. I don't know why I am.
Maybe I have a trustworthy face. What's your cargo, Felicity?
Weapons and advanced tech, as well as several tons of gold ore.
What do Battery want with the weapons?
What do you think? There's a war going on in the outer solar system. Batter are supplying weaponry to the rebels.
Rebels?
Freedom fighters.
Freedom fighters? Or do you mean terrorists?
It's bad business to worry about politics, Doctor.
It's a bad humanity to supply terrorists with the means to hurt innocents.
And what would you do? What could we do?
Say no to Battery just for a start.
And all of us would have been killed. You haven't lived my life, Doctor. You don't know what it's been like. Besides, if it weren't us, it'd be someone else supplying those weapons. Can't you see that?
But if not you, your conscience would be clear. Can you really live with all that blood on your hands? You're a doctor, for crying out loud, Felicity. You took an oath never to do harm, did you not?
Yes. Yes, all right, I did. And I'm breaking that oath to survive. Call me a coward if you like. Call me a bad person. I'm sure I'll pay for it in the end.
Yes. I suspect you will.
Come in.
Captain, I must have a word.
Powell, why are you pestering me in my cabin?
I just had to have a word with you, Captain. I feel like I'm about to lose my mind.
Oh, calm down, Powell. Everything is well under control.
How can you say that? Lango is dead and there are 3 Galactic Inspectors on board. They know something. I know it. They've come to investigate us.
Shut up, Powell. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no? Then why is Hart taking that doctor fellow to her office?
What?
That's right. I passed them in the hallway minutes ago, heading that way. They looked pretty chummy, if you ask me. Now, what's going on, Captain? Is Hart giving us up?
She wouldn't betray me. At least she better not.
Oh, never mind about you. What about me? I never even wanted in on your pathetic little operation. I was just unlucky enough to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And then look what happened aboard the Canary.
Speaking of which, you wouldn't have even survived that wreck if not for me. If I hadn't brought you into the operation, why, you would have died in that crash with all the others, Powell. So, you should be thanking me.
Thanking you? I curse the day I met you. Well, give me one good reason I shouldn't go to those 3 inspectors and tell them everything. I know, I could end your illustrious criminal career right here and now. The great Captain Nate, war hero. Well, look at you now, from war hero to common criminal. How pathetic is that?
I'd keep a civil tongue in my head if I were you, Paul.
What are you going to do? Kill me? Is that what happened to poor Lango? Did you kill him? And what about Chief Travis Grant? He disappeared after the Canary accident under very mysterious circumstances. Did you have something to do with that as well?
You always did talk too much, Paul. I never have liked you.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Murder on the Solar Express, Episode 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance, Joe Stofko as Captain Nate, Paul R. Beesey as Doctor, Lisa Michaud as Dr. Felicity Hart, Jerry Kokich as the First Officer, Ellie Hirschman as K2, David Ault as Max, Tanya Milovich as Mina, Sally Wiggett as Jen, Lexi DeSolar as Tracy, Joe J. Thomas as Dieter, and Gareth Bowley as Purser Powell. The Doctor Who theme tune was remixed by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Post-production editor for this production was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, Murder on the Solar Express, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, which is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for the conclusion of this adventure in Episode 4, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please share and enjoy.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.